You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Ah, all right, hold the phone. Hold the phone. Okay, I got this email here. And this is, okay, this, I don't mind reading this email on air. You need to know what my listeners are thinking, okay? I'm not going to make fun of this particular person, but this is very, very good to hear. Matthew writes, well, doctor, you were wrong. See, whenever you open up an email that says, doctor, you're wrong, okay, already I know I got to throw this one in the junk pile. But anyway, doctor, well, you were wrong. Obamacare is here, as you put it, and we are still all alive and well. The website works, and people are able to get a choice of insurance plans. Healthcare is becoming more affordable, he writes, and the Armageddon you predicted did not occur. Your thoughts? My thoughts. Ooh, I got a lot of thoughts. Okay. First of all, Matthew, what planet do you live on? Okay, and what, where is your reference point? I'd like to know that, because what I'm seeing as a doctor is not as Lollipopville and Candyland as you're so far describing. Okay, so Obamacare is here. And Obamacare, remember, Obamacare, people are like, oh, I'm on an Obamacare plan. I told you, Obamacare is just the whole picture of the Affordable Health Care Act, the unemployment, the government stepping in. Obamacare is a whole entire, shall we say, garbage filter for all the crap we're going on through health care. If we actually divide up what Obamacare is, the Affordable Health Care Act bill, an absolute cluster, unemployment resulting from, employers not hiring, that's unemployment. Co-pays going up, people not having access to doctors. Now, okay, are those just talking points, or are those really happening? Are any of you guys really liking the situation? Okay, I mean, I'll shut up if you guys are happy, but I'm not getting that from my patients at all. Okay, many of my patients say they really don't like their doctor. Okay, I need to think about that one for a second. Okay, well, forget about that particular criticism, but many of my patients are pretty upset about their copays. I had to take my kid to the doctor the other day, $75 copay. Now, I know there's some people benefiting from all this. And like I said, I'll shut up if you guys are really, really happy and if the majority of people are happy. The majority of tax-paying U.S. citizens, hard-working Americans, are benefiting. And I don't mind kids, illegal immigrant kids and stuff, because, as far as I'm concerned, you know, anybody that needs care, I'm going to give it no matter what. All right, but you know, for those of us that are paying taxes, if it's not working for us, no, there's no Armageddon. And by the way, I never predicted Armageddon, ever. No, I never predicted this, okay? Yeah, I thought it would really, really stink and blow, but I never predicted Armageddon. And so for those of you who ignore the logical remarks and the logical arguments that we make on radio or on TV, okay, don't just sit there and twist the words and act like we're telling everybody that they're all going to die. Okay, I never talked about the death panels. I never talked about you all dying, all right? I knew there'd be doctors out there. You're going to have to pay more, okay? Yeah, there's still jobs out there. There's less. Yeah, your employer can still fire you and you still lose your insurance. By the way, this is interesting. I think there was a report that Valerie Harper is getting sued by her play producers because she never told them that she had cancer. You know, the idea of your employer all still being up in your healthcare business is, so, you know, for me, I don't like this. Some of you guys may like it. Some of you may be like, this is great, Dahlia. This is great. And I'd like to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254 if you can't do 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you may be going, Dahlia, you know, the subsidies are great. I have some patients that really love the subsidies. They went on the website, they were able to log on, they were able to give their income, and they got major kick butt subsidies. I don't blame you then for liking it. I don't blame you for being happy. If you're able to qualify for these government subsidies, absolutely. Yeah, but just how long? All right, and when is the money going to run out? And who is paying those subsidies? Who has to spend them? Well, I am. Right? When my insurance went up to $900 a month, I have a choice of either paying that, which I can't, or just not paying it. Well, how many insurance companies are going to stay afloat if most of us people that are non-government subsidies can't put the money in? Does the government subsidy always pay one for one? No. Many of these companies never get their money. This cash for clunkers, we're hearing stories that car companies still haven't gotten their money. So you may be liking it, but it may just be a very temporary, very vulnerable, like House of Cards type of situation. I know, I've been watching House of Cards, I know. See, I got a couple things to say on that, by the way, after the break, but let's just finish. If you guys are happy and you guys are loving Obamacare and all that, I'll keep my mouth shut I will not keep my mouth shut, because for me and what I'm seeing in my neck of the woods is it totally blows. But listen, I'm supposed to be your advocate. If there is something that's working in Obamacare, let me know. If something is working, all right, great. Because here's the thing. I don't want to just sit and complain. I don't think a Democrat or a Republican or a conservative or a liberal should just sit and complain. Yeah, it makes us feel good, and sometimes it helps your radio ratings. But no. I'm a doer, okay? I want to come up with a solution. You know, one of the reasons why I love to work on these fundraisers and raise money is because I feel like I can do something. Fine, I could raise money that can go to some of these people's health care. I like to do something. I don't like to just sit there and watch a government take over. It's very concerning. We talked about Oregon dropping their personal state website to move over to the federal website. You know, the government is now in control. Most of the states are on the federal website buying their insurance. The federal website is giving the subsidies. They're taxing us more. They're penalizing us. Some of you want control. Some of you want the government to take control. You like that. You want a more socialized atmosphere or a more communistic atmosphere, etc. I don't. I kind of dig the Reagan years. I thought that worked for some of us, for most of us. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you who are Game of Thrones fans, I called it, didn't I? I told you. I can't rooted for everybody, but there was an event that happened and I had mentioned a certain character who I thought was involved in the said event, and I was right. But you know what I'm so fascinated with Game of Thrones, and actually a lot of these shows, is how they manipulate us. Do you guys ever feel manipulated by these television shows that we get into? I know some of you are like, well, I really don't watch it. But the shows I like to watch, I love watching Boardwalk Empire. I love watching Game of Thrones. I like watching Vikings. And I like watching House of Cards. And, of course, Pawn Stars, especially when I'm on it. And Deadliest Catch, Ice Cold Gold, Gold Rush. I watch those. Some of the Hell's Kitchens, because it makes me feel like, you know, when I was back in medical school, you know, getting yelled at, that's kind of nice. Glee, Let me see. You know, I do watch the American Idol just because I like to see people's versions of songs, and then it gives me a song to sing the rest of the day. But okay. So anyway, so you know, we're actually being very manipulated. If you haven't noticed it, you should. Okay. So like for example, for those of us that watch Game of Thrones. In the very, very first season, the one of the brother Lannisters, not the one that everybody likes, the blonde, good-looking one, he was a bad guy. All right? He was a bad guy. He tried to kill one of the Stark kids. Now, you find yourself really liking the character. Now, but he was a bad guy. You know? I mean, you start to notice, okay, now, wait a second. Now, the bad guy Lannisters, we actually start to like. Why are we liking the Lannisters or bad guys? Okay, you know, same thing with House of Cards. If for those of you who watch House of Cards, the main character is a real ruthless, you know what. And you end up wanting things to go his way and rooting for him. I mean, that's what makes these shows so brilliant. I mean, I have a lot of problems with entertainment these days. I see what's on reality television, okay? Even though we're working on a show, I think there's certain levels of art, shall we say, to some of these shows. And the ones that I think have more creative potential are the ones that seem to do better. Okay? I think, you know, Pawn Stars was brilliant. Maybe it's starting to get old in some circles, but I still think it's brilliant. It still captures my attention. And they're smart with it. Okay? There's some things that are very smart. But how these series capture you is because they work on you. You need to root for somebody. With a lot of these shows or stories, you need to root for somebody, just like football. Why is football such a multi-million dollar, possibly billion dollar industry? It's because you root for somebody. They get your heart. You're passionate. Whether you're passionate about the Cowboys or the Cardinals or the Rams, like I am, okay? Listen, okay, I'm from Arizona. I'm also from California. You gotta cut me some slack, okay? Personally, though, I could get behind any team if I really, really dig the colors. And I think on the NFL injury report, I could predict it well. But that's a whole other story. But people like to root for somebody, even if it's a bad guy. I was really surprised with this year's Super Bowl, where when the 49ers were beat. Now, here in Vegas, we have a lot of 49er fans, right? The 49ers were beat not by the Broncos, but by the, why can't I think of the Seahawks? Okay, so the Seahawks beat the 49ers. Okay, so if you're really a true 49er fan, you would have been really, really ticked off at the Seahawks. Instead, you had a lot of people loving the Seahawks. They didn't care. They wanted to root for somebody. So when you have, now I know some of you guys are diehards, and there is no way you could like, let's say if you're a baseball fan, if you're into the Cubs, you're going to have a tough time liking the Yankees. I get that, okay? I get that, you know, if you're true fans. But for those of us that just kind of go our merry way, we are able to change our thoughts, change our passions, change our loyalty on a drop of a dime. And that just worries me from a psychological perspective. Does it worry you, or do you guys think I'm making such a bigger thing out of nothing? I don't think I'm making a bigger thing out of nothing. How do you root for a murderer? And that's what we're doing. Those of us who watch True Blood, we're rooting for a murderer. What's this? The reason why American Idol and Voice and all those shows do well is because we love seeing success stories. And again, we love to root for somebody. But these shows that are now at the top of their game, we are rooting for the bad guy. How are they able to do this? Now, is this some big master plan that the government wants where we end up rooting for the fascist Nazi type dictator? I don't know. But, and I mean, personally, I'm not one to entertain these conspiracy theories. But, you know, I when I talk to people about healthcare or government, etc., you know, they will say, oh, I know Hillary really screwed up with Benghazi. Or I know Obama was this, but I'm still rooting for him. I don't understand that. You know, I think maybe I'm more old school, like the Olympics. I want to root for somebody who I think deserves it, who is supposed to be, you know, worthy. I mean, and again, there's Republican candidates that aren't worthy either, okay? I mean, this is apolitical here. But the idea that you don't, when you, let's say, root for somebody or vote for somebody or make a choice, it is okay now to choice and to like and to embrace mediocrity, if not evil. Now, that I think could be the core of what's going on with this next generation. You know, my kids play these video games, and some of these video games they play are where they completely massacre other people. In the old days, they were bad guys. You would be killing bad guys in these video games. When you play Pac-Man, those little cute monsters would turn evil looking, so it was okay to shoot. There was a centipede. You were afraid of getting some poisonous bite, so you kill the centipede over whatever the hell we did. Donkey Kong, I don't know, mean monkeys. I'm not really sure what that was about. I didn't play Donkey Kong. But now, my son will take the bad guy's camp. There's some game he's playing where he's the Romans and fighting. I don't know what the hell he's doing, but he embraces being the bad guy. It's okay to be the bad guy. He brags about being the bad guy group. I mean, what's going to happen? Are we going to start having kids play Nazi games and that they want to be on the Nazi side of things? You see how dangerous that could be in terms of thinking? See, when I was a kid, part of the reason why I am who I am, and some of you may dislike who I am, but I really dig who I am. I think I did a damn good job growing up. And yes, I do give my parents credit. But it's because I had ideals, I had idols, and there was some purity to those idols. You had some barometers. You had high standards that you had to live up to. Superman was one righteous dude. He didn't do bad things. He didn't try to sleep with somebody else's neighbor. He didn't say the Lord's name in vain. He didn't kill good guys. He did it, you know, so we aspired, and I'm not saying we all wanted to be Superman, but think about it, when you were kids, you wanted to be Isis or Shazam or Superman or whatever. You wanted to be a hero. The problem is we don't really have a lot of heroes anymore. Lance Armstrong was for many people a hero, and then we find out he cheated. We're seeing a lot of people idolize your Miley Cyruses, your Britney Spears, and they don't hold the most ideal behaviors. And that is worrisome. So if your child's idol is going to be somebody, let's say, that does do drugs, that does have no problem having wardrobe malfunctions, does sleep with somebody else's wife or husband, and these are the people your child is idolizing, how do we get control again and bring forth an idol that they would idolize? Cause they're look, you know. So anyway, I know a lot of us, like I said, I'm a huge fan of Game of Thrones. I'm a huge fan of House of Cards, but I am finding myself rooting for bad guys and I don't like that. I do like the shows though. 1-877 Doc Dolly. He is cute. That Lannister. Oh, God, I don't know who it is. It's the Lannister guy that lost his hand. He's good looking. He's pretty good looking. Oh, and I love the younger brother, the dwarf brother. Oh my God, I love him. Tyranian. I don't know. He really rocks. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the tornadoes and tornado safety. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speaks. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, we were warned, and it was a very, very frightening weekend, unfortunately, for, you know, millions of people in the United States in terms of the huge wave of storms and tornadoes. From what we hear, the death toll is up to 18. seen now being reported by Fox News. They say emergency crews are still searching for survivors after tornadoes have killed at least 18. The Arkansas Department of Emergency Management confirmed today that at least 16 people died in Little Rock, Arkansas. Apparently, the twister carved an 80-mile path of destruction through suburbs north of the state capital. Right now, they said the tornado had grown to be about a half mile wide, turned buildings into rubbles, stripped the leaves and smaller branches off of trees, and there has been, I guess, millions upon millions of damage. Of course, they're still looking for survivors. The Arkansas tornado touched down about 10 miles west of Little Rock around 7 p.m. Local time and moved northeastward for about 30 miles. We also know of some deaths in Oklahoma as well. Now, they're saying there's going to be more storms coming, and they're expecting more tornadoes to hit. So I always like to, you know, for those of you kind of new to tornado areas, quickly review what should you be doing in terms of tornado safety, okay? Of course, you know, to prepare, and we've always talked about how to prepare. You want to make sure you have, you know, radios, certain types of devices where you could actually listen to either AM news, etc., because most televisions, you have to assume that your internet's going to be down, your television is going to be down, etc. You want to know about your community's warning system, of course. You also want to find a place where you could gather your pets, gather your household members. You know, they say that many tornadoes actually occur around 3 and 9 p.m. So, you know, maybe have your animals do your business, have an area where they could go so you don't have to worry about them going outside, and already start locking them up when you're starting to prepare. Even though tornadoes can happen at all hours of the day and the night, in the middle of the night, etc., you know, between 3 and 9 p.m., they found that that seems to be the highest frequency. They also say a lot of tornadoes move from southwest to northeast, even though the tornadoes can move in any direction. Average speed can be about 30 miles an hour, but they can actually go up to 70 miles an hour. You need to be extremely, extremely cautious if you're planning on traveling, etc. So if you're home, all right, you know, pick a safe place. Make sure it is reinforced. Make sure you have an interior room that when you build your house or if you're remodeling your house, make sure you have a reinforced room. A room that, let's say, has no windows would be the best, like a basement, a storm cellar, an interior room on the lowest floor. You don't want to be upstairs. Not at all. You want to be as low as possible to the ground. You want to make sure you're practicing tornado drills. I know the kids always giggle, and they always seem to, like, you know, walk weird and, okay, Mom. You know, when we try to do fire drills, oh, it's ridiculous. I'm like, oh, let me go get my video games, ha, ha, ha. And, you know, I just want to just, you know, smack them upside the head, even though I don't. But I just, come on, people, we're trying to do a drill. Get a clue. But make sure you do that, okay? If there are damage limbs from trees or diseased, you know, limbs on some of your plants, you may want to already get rid of those because those are the ones that are going to be the easiest to come off during a storm. You want to make sure you move or secure your lawn furniture. We have pretty heavy winds where I live in Vegas, and, you know, the lawn furniture just keeps slamming against the house, and I don't understand why we don't just put the lawn furniture away and bring it out when we need it. Remember, hanging plants, trash cans, things like that, those could be projectiles. You want as little, a lot of you guys have wheelbarrows out there, you know, bicycles. Make sure everything is put away, brought inside. Of course, tornado danger signs, there could be a bunch of them. I didn't know this, but I guess the clouds could be kind of greenish. Even though you have hail, they could be dark. I mean, I thought it was always kind of a dark gray, but I guess some of these clouds could be kind of greenish. There's also, you want to look for wall clouds. That's kind of an isolated lowering of the base of a thunderstorm. When the cloud gets really, really low, that could be a sign. If you start to see a cloud of large debris, that could mean that a twister has already started and you're just seeing the debris. When hail is really, really large, if you actually see a funnel cloud, that's pretty scary. And then, of course, you want to hear for the noise, too. These things are noisy, you know, and you could use that as a warning. But usually, you know, there's alarms, etc. When my folks lived in Kansas, I remember the alarm went out, and my mom's like, "Come outside, listen to this. Come outside, it's an alarm." No, no, come outside, listen. We're okay for a little bit. And you know, you heard. I mean, it was a pretty nicely devised system. I mean, you just heard, you know, so we all got low, we all got into the basement, and we hung out, and luckily there wasn't a tornado, etc. Of course, you know, there's a lot of myths out there. And according to, there's a, I believe, a Louisiana government website, they talk about some of these myths. Like, for example, let's say you're near a river or lake or mountain, are you more safe? No, you're not more safe. There was like a huge, huge, I guess, tornado that, hit through Yellowstone National Park in the 80s. That's pretty mountainous, people. Okay? None of our areas are considered, tornado free. I'm a little nervous because here I am in Vegas, and yeah, I don't think we've ever really had a tornado here, but a lot of our homes don't have basements. The ground is too cliche, it's too clay-like, it's too difficult to build low. But honestly, it would be nice to have some sort of a safe room. You know, some people think that you should open up the windows during a tornado so then you don't have glass that shatters. If the windows are completely open, no, because when the wind comes in, it gives it extra strength to wrap around a wall and pull. You don't want to do that, okay? Let me see. If you are in a home or building, we already told you what to do. You got to stay away from the windows. You know, a lot of my family that lives in the Midwest, they say, you know, they will hide if they have to in a bathtub. I always thought you're supposed to avoid bathrooms because of the glass. You know, I mean, I understand a lot of bathrooms have reinforcement, but I would still say be careful. If you're, some people recommend that, let's say you're in your vehicle, they say to close the windows and get down low in your vehicle. I always thought you got to get out of the vehicle. Okay. I thought you're supposed to get out of the vehicle because you don't want to be picked up in the vehicle and then thrown and then it lights on fire. Okay. I was always thought that you need to get out of the vehicle, find a nearby ditch or depression and lie down covering your head. Mobile homes, get the hell out of the mobile homes. There's no reason for you to be in the mobile home. Okay. When you are, let's say you safely survive a tornado, okay, and you're coming out, etc., you need to be extremely, extremely careful. You want to stay away from anything that could be power lines that could be open or exposed. You want to be careful about what you step on. You don't want to go into a building that just suffered from a tornado, okay? You need to call, obviously, authorities if you can. Of course, for those of us, like for me, oh, hell no, I'm going to go and get my baby. But we're supposed to tell everybody to stay away from these homes. It's a very, very scary time, and our prayers are out there for those people in the Midwest going through tornado season. It's extremely scary. Also, you need to watch out for if you smell gas, broken gas lines, etc. You got to get the hell out because those things can blow. Okay, do not be lighting candles. Use battery powered flashlights. I told you guys about your emergency kit. In addition to having your medicines and you know things laminated that you could take with you if your house gets destroyed, your medicines, etc. You need to have flashlights, medical kits, etc. Those are things you're going to know. Also, you know, if you do have your cell phone, you may want to take pictures. You know, because that's going to help for the insurance claims, etc. Make sure you have control of your animals. They're going to be running around like crazy. All right. If, let's say, your house made it, okay, and you're fine, but there's chemical spills, you make sure you want to clean up anything that could become a fire hazard because it's scary. Definitely Godspeed and prayers to those going through this right now, but they are expecting more. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your emails, and by the way, your emails can be sent to drdahliah.com, drdahliah.com. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, I saw this headline saying that marriage can actually make you depressed. Now, we keep telling people that to get married because we say that if you're married, you're going to live longer, etc. But according to this latest study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, researchers and their colleagues found that people who experience chronic marital stress are less able to savor positive experiences and hence be depressed. This is according to firstpost.com. They say married people in general may be happier and healthier than single people, okay, but marriage can also be a source of stress. Really? I don't see it. And with marriage being a chronic source of stress, that could cause depression. And sure, there's going to be a study saying the chronic stress can cause inflammation and then a heart attack. So later they're going to probably say marriage causes heart attacks, which I, anyway. So, okay. So, we've talked about how to reduce the stress in a marriage. Okay. I told you how I do it. Okay. How do I reduce the stress in a marriage? I make my husband work in the same building I do. Okay, this way I know he's not cheating, right? Okay, and if anybody does want to cheat with my husband, it's really hard to do because I'm right there in the office. Very, very difficult. And I know, yes, I watch Dallas. I do. I watch Dallas, and many times the cheating happens right there in front of the wives. I get that. But, this isn't Dallas. This is Las Vegas, so I think we're good. I mean, it's Houston, Dallas. No. I think what it is the reason why my marriage isn't as stressful is because I understand my husband. I know when he's in a bad mood. So when he's in a bad mood, that is not going to be the time I start making mother-in-law jokes or I start ripping on him or I bring up money issues, okay? I basically lay low, okay? Let sleeping dogs lie is something we definitely use in our marriage household. Same thing with me. If I'm stressed out about something, my husband knows not to bring up something about my mother. Okay, because then he knows I'm going to blow a casket. Okay, and so we can read each other. Okay, now sometimes he wants to have a BF where he just sits there and gripes. So let him do it. Let him have a BF. Go, let him do it. Let him get out of his system. Okay, because if some people always have to feel like they're pent up, then it just kind of builds up. Let them gripe about it. This sucks. Yeah, it blows. Yeah, the recession stinks. This does suck. I hear you. It sucks. I'm with you. It sucks. Yeah, well, I want, fine. Sometimes it's not that satisfying though, but then again, remember, 17 years of marriage, shall we say, my satisfying my husband was never a high point for him, okay? That's really not, why you say that. I have a lot of work to do on that category. But for the most part, you need to realize how to limit the stress. You also, the other thing too, is you can't be sweating the little things. Okay, there's always going to be bigger fish to fry. I tell that with my kids. My kids get so mad at their teacher, or they get so mad at somebody in their class, etc. And they want to make a big beef about it. And I go, oh, you have no idea. Okay, you want to save it because there's going to be something that you're going to want to gripe about, and you're going to want somebody to listen. This is kind of the problem we have right now. The conservatives and the Republicans have been complaining about Obamacare so much that now, no one's really listening. It's falling on deaf ears. Okay, but if you're not one of the ones, like, for example, whenever there was a group issue, okay, in class or whatever, and you always had kind of the mellow, quiet one, everything was fine. She was always like, ain't nothing but a chicken wing. Everything was fine. All of a sudden, when she had a beef about something, everybody listened because they're like, okay, wait a second. See, whereas me, I was always griping about something. Oh, this sucks. This isn't on the test. What? We can't work under these conditions. What? Same thing with radio. I'm falling into that same problem. I am always griping about something. I don't understand that. So then one day I'm going to actually have a real gripe that's worth listening to, and everybody's going to be so damn sick of listening to me. And that's what you have to do in the marriage also. You know, and sometimes, you know, I'll have to tell my husband, you know what? I really don't need to stop and sit you down and talk to you about something because, you know, for the most part, it's nothing. But there's one particular thing I would like to fix, you know, in terms of, you know, you and I working together on this problem. You know, it has to be something different. You can't talk to your husband or wife like you always talk to them over the phone, over the text, whatever. It has to be a completely different, unpredictable type of move that you make. So, like, for example, if I have to talk to my husband about something pretty serious, okay, you know, I will say, you know, let's kind of sit down and face each other and talk about this, you know, or do you want to have lunch with me? I never go out to lunch with my husband. I don't have time. I always work through lunch. I never have time. But if my husband wants me to go to lunch with him, you know, he's either thinking sex or he's thinking it's pretty important. So I've got his attention. Now, a lot of times we get frustrated because we don't have our spouse's attention. Now, I understand, you know, I'm not 20 years old like I used to be, so I cannot capture the attention of a man like I used to. I get that, okay? But, you know, sometimes, you know, he does listen. He does. And that's probably why the marriage works. I do most of the talking, you know, although I am getting better at letting him talk. I usually find fault and I correct his grammar a lot of times. Say, you know, you're not projecting very well and you're saying a lot of ums, but that's just an aside. Go ahead. You know, go ahead. Please continue with your thought. I'm just, you know, critiquing and proofreading. Oh, he hates that. He hates him. That's okay. You know, I mean, is it just me, but is it sometimes fun to really get under their skin? You know, just to, like, you know, tick them off just once. You know, I mean, just to kind of finish it off, he was mouthing off at me in front of the kids. I can't stand it when he talks and kind of yells at me in front of the kids. He doesn't like yell, you know, but you know, he makes me feel like I'm stupid, you know. Like, for example, what happened today was I was taking a shower and our stupid, you know, the faucet, the thing to turn on the shower, it just wouldn't turn off. We couldn't turn the shower. The water just kept running. You know, and well, you're supposed to turn it to the right. Okay, so the kids are looking at me like I'm an idiot because I don't know how to turn off the shower because we're in a rental home. And I'm like, okay, first of all, I'm not an idiot. I know how to turn it off, but no, we can't turn it off. See, you know, and then because already my kids think I'm an idiot. That's the problem. Okay, the whole family, the dogs, the cats, everybody looks at me being the girl of the family, like I don't know my head from my uterus. And I'm sorry, I do. You know, and so sometimes that happens. Then I have to feel like, okay, I got, now remember, okay, you are talking to the play on, let's go the rounds queen, okay? No matter how big these bullies were in school, I could always out-mouth them and win that round. So, of course, I like to do the final blow. I don't really remember what I did today, but I got to walk out with my head high, and my kids knew who won that round. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Okay, so depression, okay? For those of you who have, let's say, depression issues, many times as your physician, I will ask you about your job. Oh, job sucks. I'll ask you about the marriage. Oh, the marriage sucks. Well, then that's probably why you're depressed. Don't be popping antidepressants, right? Because you have a bad marriage. Why don't we fix the marriage? Which is why I really dig marriage therapists. I think that really helps. I really do. No, you know, my husband and I, we've never gone to marriage therapy. And I think the reason why is because we're okay. However, one of the reasons why I don't think we've ever gone to marriage therapy is because, one is, I don't have like I said, I have him at the point where he thinks he really can't leave me because he's not going to be able to know how to breathe or eat. So I don't have to worry about him dumping me. But before we got married, we had to, through our temple, take, you know, kind of talk to the rabbi and talk about how to approach the marriage. So we got so much good training there that we've really been using those techniques. Yeah, except the mother-in-law jokes. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? by having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.